Welcome to Politics Done Right on KPFT. I am your host, Egberto Williams. This is the progressive program that will take the mystery out of politics. This is the program that will encourage you to make sure government becomes we the people. Whether you are liberal, conservative, or otherwise, you get to air your point of view. Give me a call at 713-526-5738. That is 713-526-KPFT. Remember, you can also send me a tweet to EGBERTOWILLIES. That is at Egberto Williams. Let us engage. It is politics done right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And welcome to Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis. I am not Egberto Willis. I am Mike Honig sitting in for Egberto Willis, who's doing important political activist stuff. Normally I do Think Wing Radio Mondays from 9 to 10 p.m., a little self-virtuous plug. Okay, as I sometimes say on the show, my show that is, here, Egberto Willis does politics right. I do politics kind of okay. Sometimes I don't do politics at all. Along those lines, and this is one of the fun things about doing a live show, okay, where you can spend 2 or 3 or 4 hours the night before preparing your show, and then 5 minutes before you leave the house, you see an article that you just have to comment on. And this is not a political article. This is more like about family economics. In today's, well, at least it's featured today in USA Today, an article by Peter Dunn called "Can't Afford a 15-Year Mortgage? Then Don't Buy." That is stupid advice. I mean, all his numbers, from what I have looked at the article, because like I said, 5 minutes before I left, all his numbers make sense. His reasoning is not defective, really. But I think that he leaves out 2 or 3 very salient facts. The first thing is most people cannot afford to buy a house on a 15-year mortgage. So if everybody followed his advice, probably the economy would collapse. So, I mean, that's a thing. Another thing is that when someone says anything like, if you can't afford a 15-year mortgage, then don't buy a house, that already sounds like this guy is in the top 15 to 20% of wage earners, which makes his decision-making sort of in a different realm from the average person. But, you know, over my life, because I'm an old guy, I have bought a fair number of houses or been involved in the purchase of a fair number of houses, half a dozen, a dozen, something like that. See, I'm an old guy. And here's a thing that's crucial to making this decision. One of the differences between a 15-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage, of course, is the monthly payment you have to make. A 15-year mortgage is going to be about double the monthly payment you would make on a 30-year mortgage. That's thing number one. Thing number two, because a 15-year mortgage is shorter, typically you'll get a slightly lower interest rate, between 0.25% and 0.5%. And that matters, but when you do the math, for most people, in terms of the monthly payment, you know, it might be an extra $5 per month per thousand, which is, it's still money, but it's in an affordable extra range. But here is the key thing. If you have a 30-year mortgage, because that's all you qualify for, and I'm saying comfortably qualify for, if your circumstances improve, if 3, 5, 8 years down the line, you suddenly are making a lot more money than you thought you would be, or maybe because you figured over 5 or 7 or 8 years, eventually you would be, you can always pay extra principal. And you can pay that 30-year loan down in 25 years or 20 years or 15 years or however much extra principal you want to put in. And that's okay. And then if you have a bad month, you can just revert to paying the lower 30-month premium. If you have a 15-year mortgage and you find times change maybe the other way and maybe you can't maybe you can't make that payment. Now, if you have a $1,500 a month mortgage payment and you can only pay $14, you're instantly in default. So better to get the 30-year mortgage with the $750 a month payment and then make a $1,500 payment than to get the 15-year mortgage with the $1,500 payment and then suddenly find 1 month you can only pay $1,400 and then you're in deep doo-doo. Okay, so that's my free home economic advice. I will be putting a link to that article.
What about your advice on student loans?
Vote the bums out. My advice on student loans is, and of course, we are a 501c3 organization. We are not supposed to plump for any particular political party. So you know what? I won't say what political party to vote for. I will simply say that you should vote for people that allow you to go to college for probably no more than $50 or $60 a credit.
That's a big difference from
That's
what
a big difference. Well, when I was in college in New York City, which was 1968 to 72, when I was in 69 to 72, when I was in college, the City University of New York, Brooklyn College, $18 a credit plus books.
I went to private school, but I was on almost a full scholarship. But I'm still paying off debt, but my friends have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt right now to pay off.
Companies, or states rather, do all kinds of competition for companies to come and provide jobs. They'll give them all kinds of tax abatements and other advantages and privileges for 5, 10, 15, 20 years because they say, oh, they bring jobs, they bring investment, they bring money into the economy. But they don't see any value in graduating students without debt. So even going to a school like UT Austin can cost you $25,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. If you have a student who graduates with, let's say, let's be conservative, let's say $50,000 in debt, which I think is a very common, that's a very common minimum debt for someone who's gotten through 4 years. They, you know, depending on the school, but let's say UT. Now, that's a mortgage on a condominium or a small house.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, when someone graduates college, shortly after college or by the time they graduate, they start building a family. They buy a small home, a starter home, maybe a 2-1. Then they start having some kids. They start buying furniture. They pay their mortgage. They start buying items for the yard, the house. And this is sort of the normal human economic cycle. And the housing industry, there are two industries that decide the fate, the economic fate of this country. All the others are like, yeah, but the two, autos and housing, because they have so many ripple effects that they affect five times or more as many people as they employ. So if you have students, and let's say now you've got a couple who are both college graduates. Now they have a family debt at a minimum of $100,000.
Minimum.
Which is a nice house.
Yes.
So they graduate with this debt. They have to make these payments. They're making these payments either to the U.S. government or to a bank, depending on how and when they got their debt.
At a higher interest.
At a higher interest rate. And what are they not able to afford? Well, they're not able to afford a house.
Mm-mm.
And they don't buy much in the way of furniture. And they have to budget their food. And this money has a ripple effect for not being spent. Because now fewer appliances are being manufactured. So there are fewer appliance manufacturing jobs. Fewer cars are being bought new. They're buying used cars. So that means that the new car industry is suffering. You get stores like Walmart, where it doesn't matter that they're supporting a company that's terrible for the workers because they get to save a nickel or a dime or a dollar on an item, and they really need that. They can't make economic choices for what's good for other workers. They just have to look out for number one. So there are important ripple effects that are generational.
Mm-hmm.
So you could look at a sluggish economy for the next 25 years or 35 years based on the economics of not valuing the contribution of young people to the economy, which in the long run is much greater than any company that they'll induce to come into the state, because ultimately consumers are the job creators.
Yeah, and amazingly enough, with the group of people I graduated with at the same time period, that economic collapse in 08 really affected when I was graduating in 2010. Because who are they going to hire? People with experience, not the people that are just now graduating.
And they have done studies. And I fell into a niche like that also, because when I went into the job market in 71 or 72, I came out right in the middle of a really severe recession, on the verge of being technically a depression. I think the unemployment rate in New York City at that time was like 10%. And they have done studies of what they call age cohorts that come out of school and enter the job market at that time frame, and they find that it affects their income for the rest of their lives.
I hope that doesn't affect me forever.
No,
but I feel it has.
It does, because if you come out in an age cohort when times are good, you start at a higher salary, and generally people make more and more money until they peak sometime usually in their 50s. Whereas if you come out in a weak economy and you get maybe 20% less than that.
If you can find a job.
If you can find a job. And by the way, 10 to 15% of Harvard grads generally are unemployed.
Yeah.
Just to say, out of college. So if you find a job, you're likely to get maybe 10, 20% less than that same job might have paid 3 years earlier, because you're in rough economic times. And because employers aren't later going to give you a 30% bump in your pay, essentially that disadvantage of that niche in time, not nick in time, but niche in time, follows you throughout your life. It affects your earnings. It affects your retirement. It affects your lifestyle. It affects your children. It affects everything. I keep hitting my microphone, which might be telling me that I have it in the wrong place.
But right now, of course, KPFT is having severe economic times as well, and we are in the
KPFT is always having severe economic times, which is why we are always asking you to help support KPFT, because we are not advertiser supported.
Nope, no advertisement, no. We don't have those kind of bullet points that we're trying to bring out for the marketplace or for our commercial interests.
And you know what? If we're going to start doing the pitch part of this show, we need to give them a phone number.
Oh, yes.
We should have done that up front.
Yes.
713-526-5738. By the way, this show that you're listening to is Politics Done Right, in this case, without Egberto Willis. I'm Mike Honig, sitting in for him. But,
and I'm Shannon McCurdy.
And, yes, thank you. Sorry about that. But we all have the same goal. We all do this. Almost all of us do this on a volunteer basis. I do. Egberto does. I believe Shannon does.
Yes, I'm volunteer when I'm outside of these normal board op time periods from the middle of the day. But all the other times I'm spending here, you know, it's just volunteer. But we make a small amount as staff. But our staff is very lean and minimum. We have 9 full-time staff members and just a handful of part-time. I'm a part-time employee myself, but only from about 3 till 6 p.m. But I'm definitely here much, much more than that.
Technically, we are a non-governmental organization, nonprofit, which means that you're at the lower end of the pay scale of whatever it is you do. So there's a tiny core of people like that. And the rest of the people, the rest of us, the people that are in Pledge Central right now, myself, Egberto, the people that do Generation Radio, Queer Voices, which precedes my show Monday nights, all of those people and more do this for love.
Yes,
we do it for the love of the show, for the love of what we do. And, you know, one of the things that has sort of always surprised me, or at least for many, many years, you know that the right wing hates the ACLU. They hate the ACLU. They consider that a red pinko leftist organization. The right wing also claims to be, in most cases, a strict constitutional constructionalist movement. And the funny thing is, if there's anybody who's strictly constitutional constructionist, it's the ACLU. They should be right-wing darlings, because they're constantly enforcing the Constitution, whether you like it or not. And the problem is that the right wing generally only likes the constitutional parts that they like.
But it has to do with, protection of the workers, the groups called? I'm flatting out today.
Unions?
Yes, the unions. The great unions. I cannot believe
it. But unions are not groups that try to protect the goals and words of the Constitution, whereas the ACLU is, which is why they'll defend righties, they'll defend lefties, they'll defend racists, they'll defend anarchists, because of the Constitution. And it just goes to show how the right wing only likes the constitutional parts that they like, and the rest they just really would rather not be enforced. Now, here's the thing. The reason I bring up the ACLU is because I think that in some ways KPFT shares that same space, because the ACLU believes in the exercise of free speech, the exercise of the First Amendment, even when it's unpopular. KPFT is essentially the most First Amendment-oriented station in this city. KPFT broadcasts its support of First Amendment free speech and our community's social diversity every day. And we do it just by the simple fact of us being on the air. So you can support KPFT, you can support the Constitution, you can support the First Amendment, and you can call us at 713-526-5738.
That's 713-526-KPFT. We would love to hear from you. If you enjoy the show that we bring to you every week, me and Egberto and Mike.
Occasionally Mike.
Mike is here. and you know, of course, Egberto's with him on Monday nights for Think Wing
Radio.
That's
true.
And if you love this freedom of speech, this area where we allow you to come in and enjoy and participate in the conversation, and we'd like to hear from you, know what your viewpoints are. We give everybody the free space in on the airwaves so that we can hear what you is really concerning you.
Let me ask you, do we have someone out in Pledge Central?
Oh, we certainly do. Robin is sitting out there in Pledge Central, and Carol's right there beside her, and they're waiting to hear from you.
You guys want to help us out and inspire people to call in and help support KPFT? Is there anything that we've missed, that we've forgotten?
How's it going out there, Robin?
It's going pretty well. We actually have a donation from one of the Anonymi family.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's a great way to start this off.
Yep, has gotten us off to a very good start.
Excellent,
and,
thank you.
And let's see, we have another phone working down the way, so I think we'll have someone else to thank in just a moment. And
oh, I love that sound.
Oh, it's a beautiful, glorious sound. Thank you so much for your support, and we really cannot make it without you, because we are 100% listener-sponsored radio. Mm-hmm. We are here for you, and we want to be able to represent your viewpoints, what's concerning you. That's why we bring in such an eclectic group of programming every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's like 127 different shows we have on our radio station.
Actually, that's a point I wanted to make. In the summer campaign, I pointed out that KPFT, between our regular FM HD1 broadcast and our HD3 broadcast, back in the summer, I counted a little over 90 shows, 90 unique show titles. Now, we're not talking about a show like Democracy Now!, which is 5 days a week. I count that as one show.
Yes.
So we had over 90 original, unique program titles.
Yes.
And we're now up to something I think I counted today. I went into the show archive, and I think I counted 112.
Awesome.
112 unique show titles. So show titles having to do with local news, which, by the way, is one of the most underrated and underappreciated departments and programs on this station. I don't think there is any other station that does the kind of local news coverage or the kind of connection that national and world news has to our local community. I don't think anyone does it as much or as well.
Exactly.
As KPFT News.
Tucker and the news staff just does a fantastic job bringing actually the things that are most, like the things that most concern our community, everywhere from, you know, Planned Parenthood, abstinence programs in our community, as well as our political framework here in Houston, and so, so many more. Execution Watch. We have everything in between. It is really amazing what they're able to cover. And it's so different from what you could get on television news, where they spotlight Dancing with the Stars instead of covering
If they could handle it, if our news department could handle it. And I got to tell you that they have a small staff that is not exactly, you know, it doesn't look like the CNN giant screen room. Trust
Thank
me.
Gosh.
Yeah, there's that too. I would actually personally, if they could do it, I would love to see an hour of local KPFT news, and I would love to see it during drive time at about 5 o'clock.
That would be fantastic.
I think that would be fantastic. I think it would be great for the community. I think it could be good for the station. It might be a little more challenging for our news people, but if they could do it, I think that it would give them a much wider audience for the very important work that they do. And, you know, I think this relates to something I've said on my show, which is Think Wing Radio Mondays from 9 to 10 p.m. with Egberto Willis, by the way. One of the things that I've mentioned is sometimes I am doing a thing and I don't realize I'm doing it until somewhat later. And one of the things that I found I do is I actually have worked very hard to find alternate reliable news sources. So I find I very rarely will go to a story from NBC, ABC, CBS. Of course, Fox News is not, it's a propaganda organ, so I don't even include them. And I find that increasingly I'm going to either smaller other national news organizations that I feel are reliable, or I'm going to alternate news sites, which I feel are reliable.
Mm-hmm.
So I find I spend some time at Al Jazeera. I actually, because my family at home is Chinese and my mother-in-law speaks only Chinese, I actually find myself listening to CCTV News, China Central Television, which at least has the virtue of when they're doing propaganda, it's obvious. But the non-Chinese related news actually is not bad, and it covers a region and areas from perspectives you don't often hear. I find the Christian Science Monitor is something I go to, and it's something Egberto and I have discussed on the air, that if you want to get good, diverse, and the BBC, by the way, is very good.
I love the BBC. I'm actually from a background of journalism. I graduated English and communications for journalism. So.
And you know, even Egberto and I have both talked about the fact that if you want to figure out how to get good, diverse, informative, more or less accurate news sources, one of the best things you can do is go to a news aggregation site. Now, I happen to use Google, and I have it configured in a certain way to pull stories from different genres. But I actually find I like the Irish Times sometimes.
Oh, yes.
I go to some of the Australian news organizations sometimes.
International news is amazing compared to what we get. That's so over-marketed. It has way too much commercial interest, and it's clearly pumped in there. It's too self-serving.
You've got too much lazy journalism in U.S. media where essentially they rework press releases so that it sounds like news because it saves them money.
We practiced those back in our news writing classes, but after I saw what corporate news looked like, I was disgusted and appalled. I was not going to waste my life working in a station like that.
It's really sad, and I used to spend a lot of my time at MSNBC.com, and I just find I don't go to the major U.S. news sources so much anymore, which is really sad. It does, however, bring up a story about an 8-year-old girl whose father apparently has some journalistic experience, quite a bit of journalistic experience, I should say. He has worked for the New York Daily News. And let's see, I'm trying to find the article, which I think I printed out.
Well, while you're looking, let's 713-526-5738. Please call and pledge today. We are really waiting by the phones. We have Carol out there. We have Augie. And we have some fantastic volunteers waiting to hear from you so that we can take your pledge. Because we need your support to stay on the air and keep providing quality news programming, that's coming up next, as well as great discussion talk radio shows that are for you, and that we normally would have our phone lines lighting up and have you on the air right now, but right now we're in pledge drive, so we'll have to wait just a little bit for that, but we will really certainly love to hear from you once this is over, but we need you now more than ever. So please call 713-526-5738. Robin, is there anybody out there to thank?
Well, we have thanked the anonymous person who's gotten us off to a good start. Now, we had a couple of calls, some people looking for information, and some just expressing their gratitude for this show and for KPFT.
Aww.
And we love hearing that.
Thank you.
We, however, have these fun drives because we have some practical issues to deal with. basically we need to pay the bills to keep the programming that you love on the air. So we come to you several times a year, ask you to make a donation at whatever level you're comfortable with to help us stay on the air, to become a member of the Pacifica Foundation, and to and that's one of the best ways to let the shows that you love and the people who create them know that you appreciate what they do. So 713-526-5738 is the number you'll hear us say over and over until you call. And also, however, if you don't want to do that, kpft.org, you can donate online securely, safely, anonymously, if you wish.
Yep. Quick, simple, and painless. But so what is our goal right like out there, Robin?
The goal for this show during this hour is $500. And actually, we now have 380 that we need to...
Oh, nice. Thank you, folks.
Yeah, that we need to raise. And that's like $1 a day donation, $365 over the course of a year would get us there.
Or yes.
Or any combination.
Whatever you can give, it will help us get to our goal. Nothing's too small. We really just would love to hear from you. We want to know that you actually listen every week, that you enjoy what you hear, that our passion is going somewhere and it has purpose for you. And, you know, unfortunately, this building does not run on hopes and dreams like the volunteers
$150 an hour. $150 an hour.
It does run on that.
7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 24 hours a day, $150 an hour, even with all the volunteer help, even with the very modest pay that is given to the few actual paid employees, $150 an hour. And you get to listen usually more or less for free. But in lieu of commercials, occasionally we would appreciate it if you can contribute what you can afford to help keep us on the air and keep giving you the programming that you want and that you like and sometimes that you need.
Yeah, and these funds come from individuals like you, people who value KPFT's commitment to strong, independent programming. We depend on you to help out. So please, please, please call 713-526-5738.
And remember, we are your First Amendment supporting station. If there is a free speech station in this city, it is us.
Yep, we are Free Speech Radio.
We are Free Speech Radio, and we have over 100 programs, unique programs every week for every taste, every need, every interest, every curiosity, whether it has to do with diet or lifestyle or news or politics or opinion or, in some cases, things like immigration law, Spanish language programming.
Oh, yes.
Man, we got it.
Poetry,
all.
Poetry, everything in between. We have it's courageous, smart, and truly independent news and public affairs programming, as well as 44 different types of genres of music that are represented all across our spectrum. So you cannot find it on most commercial stations.
You know what we need? We need someone, and I don't know, it could possibly be me, but we need somebody who will do movie scores. Movie and TV scores.
That
I have
been
a movie and TV score person since as far back as I can remember, which is like 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And, you know, you have some great, great composers like Fred Steiner and Danny Elfman and Bernard Herrmann, John Williams. I mean, some of these people are some of the greatest composers you've never heard of. And you know their music when you hear it, but you don't necessarily, most people don't think about it. They just think of it as part of the ambiance of the thing that they're viewing. But movies rise and fall very often on the music that's done, and a great movie or TV score is one that stands on its own.
Yes.
Movies like Star Wars, which has great dramatic, thematic music. A lot of the Harry Potter movies, a lot of the Hitchcock movies, North by Northwest, oh my God, that is a heart-pounding score. The Twilight Zone, a lot of that music was written by Fred Steiner and Bernard Herrmann.
As well-known, iconic as could be.
I would love to have a show that that did movie music.
You know, and KPFT can be your place to cover both, you know, review movies as well as cover the scores.
And you know what? For $40 a year, you can come to meetings and vote on things like programming or make suggestions at meetings of the station members on things like programming.
Yep, $40 to make you a member.
And you know, what is that, $3.50 a month?
Let's see over here.
It's about some unround number.
Officially 11 cents a day and $3.34 a
I knew something like
exactly.
That. But you know what? 350 is a nice number. You can make it 350 a
month. Yeah, it's rounder.
And you know what? Whether you're right, left, or center, that means that we are not, you know, some people perceive us as a lefty station. I fancy myself to be the most conservative liberal at the station. I actually think that it's wonderful that they give me an opportunity to voice my positions from my intellectual and political part of the spectrum. And I think that's part of the great thing about KPFT. We are not your father's KPFT.
No, nope, we welcome diversity of all kinds.
All kinds.
Oh, thank you for that call. Thank you very much. That's 713-526-5738. And I wanted to thank you, Robin, for all that you've chimed in to include. And is there anything else you'd like to add at this moment before we cover that story of the about the news and that little girl?
Only that we truly appreciate every bit of support that we get from people, whether it's an expression of gratitude or it's a monetary donation. So thank you to everyone. And we have still 30 minutes of this show to go and plenty of time for you to call in and make your donation.
So, yes, we need you to go to the phone right now or go online to kpft.org and donate securely. But the number is 713-526-5738 if you would like us to thank you on the air, or, you know, we can just send, you know, we can thank you as an anonymous donor if you're not so comfortable going out of your comfort zone. And but we just really would love to hear from you. And you can leave a comment, tell us what you think, you know, be brutally honest.
Yes, you can be brutally honest, but if you're going to be brutal, be gently brutal.
Well, I've gotten both. I get those calls all the time, and I'm okay with the truth. Bring it to me.
Let's do a station ID so people know what they're listening to. You're listening to Politics Done Right on KPFT 90.1 FM, normally hosted by Egberto Willis and engineered by
Shannon McCurchy, and that's KPFT Houston.
And I am Mike Honig, and normally I'm doing Think Wing Radio.
Yep, and that's Galveston 89.5, Goodrich Livingston 90.3, and Huntsville 91.9. And now, we thank you for tuning in.
Let me ask you a question. I know we got a new transmitter recently, by the way, is another reason that we need your support as much as possible. I heard that that's a 100,000-watt transmitter. Now, we used to have a lower power transmitter, and that's why we had repeaters at different frequencies. With the newer transmitter, are we broadcasting at a larger range at 90.1 FM, or are we still doing repeaters?
I've heard reports that we actually have reached further than I've ever known it to reach before, but the main focus is that we are stronger and clearer and in our own communities. Those are the spaces in between that usually would have these little fuzzy bits, but I have heard reports.
Fuzzy bits.
Yeah, the fuzzy bits in between in our community. Oh, I'm sorry. That was totally...
It's just my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. That sounds like a very Chinese oi, by the way. Oi is kind of the thing I do. All right. I wanted to talk a little about the GOP debate.
Oh, yes. This
night.
Sounds wonderful.
Now, here's the thing. Shannon took notes on the actual debate.
I did.
I didn't watch the actual debate. And from what I have heard, I didn't miss much. My feeling was that if I wanted to watch Rona Martin's laugh-in, I would buy DVDs. You know, that I didn't need to see an ineffective reboot by watching the GOP debaters. But here's a thing that I think needs to be discussed more often. If you have Democratic debates, let's just say all the Democratic debates took place at presidential libraries. Let's talk about the libraries that exist that the Democrats would not be ashamed or have political reason to maybe want to avoid. So you've got the Clinton Library, which, whatever his personal foibles, Clinton was a very popular president and the economic times were good. They could do a debate at the Clinton Library. The FDR Library would be great. The Truman, I believe there is a Truman Library. That would be terrific. The Woodrow Wilson Institute, they could do something there. So it's kind of interesting that between Abraham Lincoln and Ronald Reagan, the only place Republicans feel they can debate is the Ronald Reagan Library. They don't even go to the Abe Lincoln Library. So I made up a list. So here are the Republican libraries that exist that they could be going to in order to have a debate, but that they avoid. So, for example, there's the Calvin Coolidge Presidential Library. I don't see them racing to have debates there. Or they could go to the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library. For some reason, they avoid that. They could go to the George W. Bush Library, which is in Dallas. I don't see them rushing there. There is actually a Hayes Presidential Library. Why are they missing all these great opportunities? And the funny thing is, they don't even go to like a Teddy Roosevelt Institute. It's like they disown him. So the only guy that they truly honor is Ronald Reagan. They honor him for small government. Government grew while he was president. They honor him for low taxes. Taxes went up while he was president. They honor him for fiscal responsibility, quadrupled the debt while he was president. They don't mention things like Iran-Contra, which, I mean, that was like an impeachable offense. So it's just kind of interesting. These are the presidents. Now, let's just go down the list. Since Abraham Lincoln, it's been roughly an equal divide between Democrat and Republican presidents. So you have, as Republicans, Abe Lincoln, great president, mythological, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James Garfield, Chester Arthur. Then you have Benjamin Harrison, and then you have William McKinley and Theodore Roosevelt, great president, William Howard Taft, Warren Harding. Okay, now you have to remember Warren Harding died in office. It was like up to that time, probably the most scandal-plagued administration in U.S. history. Then you had Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Dwight Eisenhower. There is an Eisenhower library, by the way. They don't go there either. Richard Nixon. He doesn't even have a library, but, you know, he has an archive. Jimmy Carter, who I think probably in 20 years, there probably will be, he'll probably be considered a much better president than the Republicans have propagandized him to be. And then you got Ronald Reagan and George Bush. And the only place they go is the Ronald Reagan Library. And he actually is very contrary to their views. We have a special surprise guest on Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis, without Egberto Willis. And that surprise guest is
Egberto Willis. Britt, come
hey
on in.
Hey, guys.
So
I am on a bus coming from of Interstate 10. But hey, let me tell you, you guys sound great. And the transmitter must be working because I can get it from way out here, dude.
Where are you? Where are you now?
I think we're just outside of Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah.
We are reaching
so that's
farther
about
than
90
ever
miles.
Before.
That's about 90 miles. That's pretty far out.
Yeah.
Yes,
but anyway, look, thank you guys for covering for my slacking off on the show today. You sound great, or I should say you guys sound great, but I just want to remind the listeners that this is really, I hate to just say emergency time for stations like ours, but it is that you mentioned that we've got that 100,000 watt transmitter that we have to pay for.
Oh,
but
I'm
here on a bus with folks from the unions, with students and all these different kind of folks. And the kind of stories that I've been hearing here about many issues that never get covered on news, on the news that we call mainstream media, are things that, from what I've learned on this trip, I will be covering on this show, and I know you, Mike, will be covering on your show and others. So one of the reasons it is essential that we keep stations like KCFT funded, and I don't just talk about marginally funded, but well-funded, is for, you know, we've been complaining for a long time that we have not been getting the right kind of news, or we've been uninformed or misinformed by the mainstream media. The only way we can solve that problem is to have a media that actually is going to inform us, and that is what we here at KPFT have pledged to do. That is what I have pledged to do. That's what Mike has pledged to do. That's what Shannon has pledged to do.
Yes.
That's what Mark Bevawi has pledged to do. And so we want to make sure and keep this open. So we really want you to call 713-526. I'm getting old.
713-526-5738.
That's KPFT.
713-526-KPFT. So, Egberto, you know, we've been talking a lot about the dedication, the love that we as volunteers have for what we do here at the station. Why don't you tell us what you've been doing on your dime, on your time, in terms of your participation in social and political discourse and discovery?
Well, I tell you, I missed the last part of your question, but I imagine you were asking me what am I doing when I'm not there. The truth of it, Mark, Mike, as you know, Shannon, as you know, is that all of us who work for that station, for doing that, you have to love the station. We breathe that station. While I'm here, where I was, one of the things that I spent some time doing is letting people know that there were alternatives. I mean, we have folks here in the union movement, in the student movement, that, you know, have been complaining that they can't get their message out so that they can bring people into knowing what's best for them or what the options that they have. They never get that option. So
yeah.
I use my time outside of KPFT to also let folks know that there is a KPFT, and also that it's something that really, it's voluntary. A lot of it is voluntary and something that needs to be funded. So I spend a lot of time doing that, and I think all of us do.
That's what's wonderful about you, Egberto. You are an advocate. You are a true man that goes out and you speak to the people. And the people, you are such a people person. They love you. But you go to the center of the real issues, and you want to know what's troubling them. What are they most concerned about, and what should we be faced? Like, what questions should we be asking our elected officials? What should we advocate for?
Absolutely, Shannon. But I don't use the word I use the word we. That's what
yes.
we do at KPFT. It's a we thing. So
oh,
I mean,
yes.
We need folks to call and support us, support everyone.
But you're a shining example.
Right. We have been too long. You know, we have turned into this I society. You know, where if you listen to the Republicans,
thank you
a lot
for
of
that
time, right, they talk a whole lot about individualism and so forth. I don't know what individual has ever done any one thing for America. America is a great nation, not because of the individual. America is a great nation because of everybody that has contributed.
That is exactly correct.
You know,
so
there.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say there is a book series by Eric Flint. It's a science fiction series. And in discussing what he writes, he says, you know, most books focus on a central character. Most history focuses on a central character. He has the perspective, and his series is about sort of alternative history. And most of his stories focus around townspeople. Most stories he writes focus around people that simply happen to be in the right or wrong place at a specific time in order to do something that turns out to be critically important. And these people may be unknown, they may be forgotten, but they're pivotal nonetheless. And it is the big people who get their names in history, but mostly they can't do anything without the small people that don't get their names in history.
Very
right,
true.
That is so true.
And what's interesting is, well, the reason I think you find so much about that I-centered conversations is because America is known to be an individualistic and competitive culture. That's what we focus on, the one hero, the one person, I'm so bad with football comparisons, but the quarterback is the guy you love. You know, the one.
The ball throwing guy.
Well, I was a soccer player, so give me
the
a little
slack. The ball kicking. Yeah, well, you have
but
a soccer captain.
Yes, but it's the one person that you think that they characterize in these stories that is the one that gets, you know, the hero that shines over beyond all circumstances. But you can't do it without a good base. You can't do it without these these steps that allows you to have the information you need to make the decisions you deserve to make.
Henry Ford was a great industrialist, but he couldn't have done a thing without the anonymous workers. And Mac McInvale at Gallery Furniture, he's obviously a driven, highly successful businessman, and he works his people hard, but you don't hear about the people that he works hard. They're the anonymous people, the salespeople that come and go, the staffers that come and go, and he may thank them personally, but he's the face of his company, and I guess that's how it should be. But we shouldn't forget that the bottom of the pyramid supports the top of the pyramid. So we need you to be the base of our pyramid. 713-526-5738. You know, we could use your one-time support. We could use your monthly support, $5 a month, $10 a month, the cost of one or two cups of decent coffee. And then we can it actually helps us in our economic planning. It's incredibly helpful to be able to get that even small monthly donation.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing about KPFT is that we're so accessible. Anybody here that works here is completely accessible. You can walk in, be a volunteer, and you're just as important as any of these programmers. You are treated with respect, and you're part of the community. We are the community for the community.
It's really very satisfying, personally, spiritually. I think it's wonderfully collegial. If there's anything I miss doing a 9 p.m. show, it's the reduced contact I have with the wider personnel of the station. I love the people that do Queer Voices before me. I think that they're a great crew.
They do a fantastic
job. And we have some very interesting conversations, and I value their work. I would love to sometimes have an opportunity to see the wider group. But you know, they're a great example of the diversity of KPFT programming.
Yes.
They discuss weekly, in-depth, from different perspectives, from new perspectives, what your life is like as a gay or lesbian or transsexual or queer person. And it's such an essential niche. You know, there is a population, and it's variously estimated at between 1.5% and 10% of the American population is either gay, lesbian, bi, trans. And those people can have very challenging lives.
They need their voice represented.
Yeah, and they need a voice not only to represent them, but a voice to help them better guide their own lives and give them ways and plans of doing that.
And not feel alone.
And exactly. And where else would you get that kind of radio?
But in the heart of Montrose, right here on Lovett Boulevard.
And non-corporate supported, totally community supported, KPFT, First Amendment, free speech, community diversity radio.
Yeah, we don't answer to anybody but you, the
713-526-5738 is the phone number, 713-526-KPFT. I'm going to do my if you're driving thing, okay? If you're driving and you're listening to KPFT, which is usually the circumstance, we don't want you to kill yourself driving, reaching for your wallet, dialing the phone, and trying to help support KPFT. There is a much simpler way for you to do this. If you're driving, if you're in a situation where you can't really, like, reach the wallet and read the numbers, just call us. You can voice dial us, or if you're at a stoplight, perhaps, you can dial the number 713-526-5738. Just tell us who you are. Tell us how to contact you. Tell us how much you want to pledge. And then, at a more convenient, safer time, you can call us back. We can call you to get your necessary information. Credit card information, debit card information, checking account, whatever it is you want to give us. We can email you. We can mail you a statement reminding you of your pledge. There are all kinds of things we can do that are short of you having to do all this dangerous fumbling while you're in the car. So please call us at 713-526-5738. Do it safely. Do it now. And we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Can I add something?
Surely. It's your show.
Well, I mean, right now it is your show while I'm out of the office.
Of course, but
anyhow,
please.
I want to ask our listeners, those that have already given, to please encourage others to give. Encourage others to not only give, but listen to what we have to offer and give. Because, you know, the way we really build continue to build a station is what geometric progression. You know, for every person, if you bring in two more people, three more people, into the fold. I mean, there are a lot of people don't even know about KPFT, and the good listeners that we have, it's not something that they necessarily should keep a secret. It's something that they should share with others and let others know that we exist, and a station that's of value to them exists. If we had a larger percentage of our listener base and our potential listener base being donors of this station, we could do a lot less of these fund drives, and we can get down to business more so that you can have politics done right, doing more where we can have Think Wing Radio doing more programming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So please call us, make a donation, and call your friend. Most importantly, call your friend and ask them to help the station out as well. Thanks, man.
You know, I think Egberto makes a terrific point. You know, we would like people to call and pledge their support for KPFT, but I think perhaps an equally, if not more important element is letting people know that KPFT has something to offer them. It doesn't have to be every show that we do, but there's something we have to offer them. And you know what? If you have a blog page, if you can put a link to KPFT, maybe put a logo with a link so that people can click on that and sample KPFT. If you have a little newsletter that you put out, if you could put something in there about KPFT so that people know that we exist and they might want to listen. Doesn't have to be big and elaborate. Doesn't have to be an article. It could be a little thing on a sidebar that people can see when they plug into your website. There's some word of mouth. Just mention, I heard this interesting thing on KPFT 90.1 FM, and you know, word of mouth supports most businesses. We don't advertise. A lot of radio stations advertise, and I want to point out that over half the radio stations in this metropolitan area are owned by only 6 companies. Yeah. And there are almost 200 radio stations,
yep,
AM and FM.
And guess who owns most of them? Clear Channel. It's a long hallway.
Well, Clear Channel has now renamed themselves iHeartRadio, which is a lot like Blackwater renaming itself Z. We know who you are.
Oh, yes. And I've been there once. I did a commercial years back when I was in college, and I was really surprised to find it a long hallway that each of these different radio stations have their own specific little room that has,
yep,
the call letters on there,
yep,
but it's all one building. That's why it tastes the same, because they're all the same flavor. It's just renamed for each subgroup, the Arrow, the Buzz, the variety of the...
6 companies own about 100 stations among them.
Yep.
So that's your diversity right there, folks.
And it's eating up so many of our the potential radio stations that come out. They can't support themselves, so who do they sell it to?
I basically, just as an aside, I advocate for going back to the old FCC rule that no one company can own more than one radio station, one TV station, and one newspaper in a market. That used to be the FCC rule.
Well,
and then they made the Fox exception back in the 1990s, I think it was.
Yes, it's really, really amazing. When I was taking mass media law, and media ethics, you realize how much is centrally owned by one hand in so many of these different conglomerates of, like, newspaper interests, radio, television, just along the gamut. Even they produce different also movies, but typically it's the one hand holding so many of these interests and the media, and it's the same voice over and over again because it's the same people that
so
own this.
KPFT, your First Amendment free speech station, the station that gives you more free speech than any other station in town. We need your support.
Okay. 713-526-5738.
And Robin, do we have any news that we can share with folks?
Well, it's been a little quiet out here except for lively conversation among the volunteers.
Always that.
And they are here to have a lively conversation with our listeners. That's why they come. 713-526-5738. Come and talk to people who love KPFT just as much as you do. They give their time. Many of them do give their dollars. And we invite you to join this group of exclusive people to keep KPFT on the air.
You know, when people talk about give what you can afford, one of our folks here a couple of years ago took a donation from an older woman of $16.50, Bob Gardner, took a donation of $16.50. And that sounds like a really odd number, but I love the story that he told after the phone call. She loves KPFT. She's on a fixed income. She has bills to pay. She very carefully worked out her budget and concluded that what she could afford was $16.50. And that gift is so precious, not because it's $16.50, because of what $16.50 meant to her and what her dedication was to the mission of KPFT and what we do for the community. I think that's a wonderful and touching story, and I hope more of you out there will think about what KPFT does for you and support KPFT with what you can manage. You know, $5 is great, $10 is great, $5 a month or $10 a month is even better, $40 one time, $90, $100, whatever it is you can afford. It's tax deductible. If you itemize your taxes, I like to say, only half joking, that the more you give, the more you save, because as a tax deductible, tax exempt organization, we save you money. If you're in a high tax bracket, you can save even more. So give us $1,000 and think of all the money you're going to save when you itemize your taxes. You'll save like $350 on that $1,000. Isn't that wonderful?
But that is wonderful, Mike. That is wonderful. But folks, we have 4 minutes. 4 minutes for you to really bring us over the rooftop, and let's be better. Let's do beyond that. 713-526-5738. We really need you to call in now. Let's go ahead and get this complete. You're doing it for a cause. You're doing this for a good reason. 713-526-5738. Please give us a call and let us end with a bang.
And you're doing this for your community and yourself and First Amendment free speech. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. We are down to about our last 2 or 3 minutes. And it would be great if we could hit our $500 goal today. We've tried to be entertaining as well as begging. So, you know, we're trying to get the mix right. Show us that we've made an effort that you appreciate. 713-526-5738.
Mike, I was told that we never use the word begging because we are providing a valuable and essential service to our community. A valuable, essential service to our community. So please, 713-526-5738. We have 2 minutes to go, folks. Please give us, let that phone ring.
And we invite people to join the KPFT family, to join the KPFT supporters. We invite you to get that good feeling of knowing that you are keeping, you are helping to keep community radio alive. If you are able to give a $150 donation, you are maintaining an hour on this station. You can claim the hour that you want best as yours, because you have paid for it and you have made it possible. 713-526-5738. Call us or visit us online, kpft.org.
Thank you, Robin. That, you know, I don't know how many different ways we can say it, but honestly, our mission is to try to build bridges between our communities that we serve. We know we're a very, very diverse community, one of the most diverse in the United States, actually the most diverse, and we try to represent all of our various listeners to give them the content they deserve.
And the content variety.
Exactly.
Local music. Whoops. Local music, regional music, different genres of music, local news, local talk, non-right wing, because there's plenty of that. But, you know, like I know on my show, I welcome conservatives to call. I do get conservatives to call. I think that's wonderful. I want to hear them out. Personally, I'm a left of center to very left guy, depending on the point of view, but I want to hear what conservatives think, because that's how I come to understanding, and maybe perhaps I can bring some understanding to them. One of my favorite sayings is, we don't have to agree on why we agree. We just have to agree. And I think that's really, really important. We can come to the same place through different roads and still get things done.
And that's at the heart of our mission statement.
That is at the heart of our mission statement.
Yep.
So 713-526-5738. Please help us continue our mission of education and communication and community outreach.
And building lasting bridges between nations and between individuals of all nations, races, creeds, colors, and to gather and disseminate information.
And all of the different elements of our community. You know, we have different religious groups and different ethnic groups and different political groups and different groups from different parts of this country who come here and have very different views on things.
And they all deserve to have their voices heard.
And in the mainstream media, generally, you only hear essentially one voice. So KPFT, support the station, 713-526-5738. The phones are always open, even after this show leaves the air. 713-526-5738.